Hello and welcome to The Permabyte for Friday, April 25th, 2014, presented by The Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This episode comes from a piece that I posted to facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast a week ago on April 17th. I was originally going to take this Permabyte as an opportunity to share what follows with you and then clarify. But in the process of putting this together, I'd like to use this as a snapshot of my thought and language in that moment and as a catalyst for conversation. So after listening to this, I would like to hear from you and what your thoughts on this piece are, as well as your perspective on what permaculture is. So here's that piece that I wrote then. Quote, "One of the problems in discussing permaculture is the idea of what it is exactly. The focus too often is on the physical end, with the origin of what we're doing lost by what we can interact with. Something looks messy and natural? That doesn't mean it works, is providing the ecosystem services as intended, or that the functions actually stack. Permaculture isn't about plants, or cob ovens, or swales, or hugelkultur, or herb spirals, or spreading, slowing, and sinking water. Those are strategies and techniques, and too often used in places they aren't appropriate, or justified because someone wants to use them. That's all right, but let's be honest about the want, rather than trying to make something fit. Permaculture is about designing permanent human civilizations, balanced in ethics that care for the earth, people, and return the surplus, by taking responsibility for ourselves and our future generations. It can look however you want it to in the landscape, and is broadly applicable to any human system, not just for growing food." End quote. And so I'm going to leave that out there as it is, and I'd like to know your thoughts on it. Email me, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. Give me a call, 717-827-6266. Go to facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast and look up April 17th and respond to that note there, or leave a comment on the website. If you are in a place to, please help me continue to make this show. Go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and find out how you can make a monthly recurring contribution or a one-time donation. Also, if you've been interested in transcripts of some of the episodes, I'd like to give thanks to Mr. J. Henry Harris for his work in creating 8 transcripts from past episodes, including both of the shows with Ethan Hughes, The Conversation with Dave Jackie, Jeff Lowenfels, Eric Olson, both of the Natural Building shows with Bob Tice, and The Conversation about Bees with Dr. Dennis Van Engelsdorp. You can find those at thepermaculturepodcast.com/transcripts. And finally, after the most recent interview with Karin Olson Ramanujan, one of the points that stood out from that conversation with you, the listeners, was about permaculture and making it accessible. And part of that has been the problem of making it to a PDC when you're working and have a family that you're supporting and all the other pieces that go with that. And that's something that's very important to me. If you're someone who would like to take a PDC, but none of the options that you've found so far work, please contact me and let me know. This is for 2 reasons. The first is that I want you to find a way to take a PDC if you want one. The other is that I have some ideas for how I might be able to use my thoughts for the plan and about mentor and apprentice programs in order to be able to provide individualized learning for those situations where you can't guarantee that you're going to have the time to be in an online classroom working on something, or know what your schedule is going to be like long enough in advance. So I'm thinking of different ways that I can work with you to help you take a PDC. So let me know if you're interested. I have some thoughts on what that would look like as kind of an individual and direct mentor program to guide you through the material. But let me know so we can begin the conversation and work together. That's going to bring this one to a close. I'll join you again on Monday, February 28th, for another Permabyte. In the meantime, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.